and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. Today I had the opportunity to speak with Brianne Fennell. She is the author of Play Yay and Choose Your Cheer. She's an amazing teacher, and she is an active participant in Hashtag Bookcamp PD and Hashtag Mastery Chat. She's also a TPT author, and we had a really great conversation about distance learning and mentorship and making sure that new teachers are using their voice within their school community. So I really enjoyed speaking with her, and she is also a Teach Better ambassador. So if you are interested in Teach Better or want to get to know more about her, please follow her. Her handle is at PlayYay. And she also mentions that at the end of the podcast. So I hope you enjoy. Thanks again for listening. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So my name is Brianne Fennell, and I am a first and second grade looping teacher in Ashland, Ohio. I have been teaching for 10 years, and I've taught first, second, and third grade, but also while I was going to college, I taught preschoolers. So I went to Ashland University, and I graduated with early childhood, and just recently, last year, I got my master's degree also from Ashland in curriculum and instruction, and I have my fourth and fifth grade endorsement and my reading endorsement. So I love going to school, as you can tell.
That's awesome. Yeah, I just started my master's this summer, so I'm working on it, but it's awesome that you have both.
Yes, it definitely. I did that master's degree slow and steady. So I got the endorsements, the reading while I was still in school, and then I got the 4 or 5 endorsement before I started my master's. I started off in private school. So it was like, I don't know, probably 4 years into teaching before I started my master's. And then I just did it a little bit at a time. I'm a mom of 2 little boys. And so it made more sense for me to just do it in pieces and parts.
Yeah, I get it. I've just started, so it's taking me, I think I'm doing it in 3 years because I'm still relatively new. So I figured that it'd be easier to just do one class a semester instead of doing more. So far it's been good.
That's awesome. What are you getting yours in?
Master's in teaching and learning.
Teaching and learning. Okay.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you've had in education.
I think some of my best days that I've had in education with kids is when I've done room transformations. And so I attended a couple of the Get Your Teach On conferences. And so room transformations was something that I really wanted to try. So I did a Mario room transformation, and then I did a Toy Story room transformation, and the kids, it's just involved with, like, they loved the theme, and that the room was, like, transformed with little stars hanging from the ceiling and activities, and but it was all tied in. So I usually did the room transformation, like, halfway through the year. So like all the activities would be like a review of the things that we've done. So there'd be different stations for reading and math, but it was all, you know, they thought, oh my goodness, this is just so much fun. And so they didn't realize how much content they were actually covering in these room transformations.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I connect with Ray Hewitt, and she also does something similar with the themed internships, and I know you're a part of the ambassador team for Teach Better, so I found that connection to be really cool.
Yes, I am. I am so excited to be an ambassador for the Teach Better program, and something else about my connection to the education world is that I'm an author of children's books. So I have Play Yay and Choose Your Cheer, our two books that are already published. And July 22nd, my new book, Play Yay Baby Talk, will be released. And this is actually the first time I put that date out there. But on the same day that my book's released, I'm also dropping my Teach Better monthly blog on the Teach Better website. So I hope that you guys will be able to check that out.
That's awesome. Congratulations on both.
Thank you.
So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
I went back into my classroom just recently and I saw the date, March 13th, still on the board. And I just think that that is a day that is going to be in my brain for a really long time. It was Friday the 13th, like that week had full moon in it. And it was just like jaw dropping. Like we learned that we had to get all of these things ready for kids to go home. We didn't know if the kids would be returning to school, if we would be returning to school. And that was the last day that I got to have kids in my classroom before quarantine. So I think that that has been one of the hardest experiences. And obviously we have learned so much about online learning and flipped learning, and there's so many tools and technology and things out there. But I think the biggest takeaway is that relationships are first. Like, I had those relationships with my kids because this was the end of one of my looping cycles. The parents knew me. It was like we were in this together. And so we did everything that we could to just like stay connected. And I did learn a lot of different tools that could help me stay connected with kids. Like Flipgrid was a big one. Just because they've loved doing the videos of themselves. We did some fun ones and we did some ones that were tied to content. And we always do this camp read a lot at the end of the second grade loop. And we weren't able to do it, obviously, in person. And so we tried to kind of recreate it online. And one of the things they had was, they had a chance to read aloud one of the books that they liked the most on Flipgrid. And so I was really thankful that I got introduced to that program and I was able to use it and will continue using it.
Yeah, I remember like just that experience also because I just started in my first year at a new school and it's my second year of teaching, but just being at a new school the whole year, I was trying to get adjusted and figure things out. And just having distance learning take place. And I was thankful that I knew my kids, but now thinking to next year, I don't know how that's going to look like. So there's a lot of uncertainty with everything.
There is, there's a lot of unknowns. And I think, you know, we all kind of needed that break after we were done with school. It was kind of like, okay, we made it through. And now it's been like a little bit of time since we've been out. And so it's been like, now it's like, okay, now this is the time to reflect, but not to try to plan too much because things can change. And I know teachers are planners and it's hard for a lot of people and parents. They're like, what do I do that's going to be the best option for my kid? But they don't know all their options yet. So, well, you know, it's been a balance of, you know, reassuring parents and you know, just talking with other staff members about those types of things. The other thing I had at the end of the semester was a student teacher who had just started, was supposed to start in my classroom, and she wasn't able to do that. And so she did an awesome job. They were kind of, you know, in this limbo, like, what do we do with these student teachers? Like, how are they going to finish? Are they can graduate? And so she was able to come into my Google Meets. And we just kind of collaborated together. And I'm like, okay, well, we could do a reading lesson. You could do a science. Like, these are the standards that we're covering. And she was you know, she did a great job diving deep, and that's going to be an experience, you know, that she's going to remember forever because, you know, that was the time that she was going to be able to be in the classroom and be the teacher. And so she was able to do that. I mean, she was learning right alongside of us. Like, this is something completely new. And so I was really proud of her for, you know, sticking to it and being able to really keep those connections with kids.
Yeah, and as we find those connections with our kids are so crucial, especially now because I was doing Google Meets and Google Hangouts with my kids during distance learning and they would just talk about whatever was on their minds. But it was really nice to be able to continue to connect and form those bonds because a lot of the kids were missing the structure and just our faces and, you know, and the content. And so I felt like that was nice to kind of ease that because I was able to still talk to them, but it definitely was not the same.
Right.
What is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
I think my biggest advice for new teachers is usually the district will pair you with a mentor. And sometimes that is a great fit and it works out wonderful. Sometimes it's not. And so finding a mentor that cheers you on, like it can be somebody from your team, it could be somebody that's older than you, it could be somebody that's younger than you, it could be, you know, somebody from social media, just somebody that keeps you learning that first year, and trying out new things. Not every educational tool that is introduced in your district or brought up online in a webinar is going to be a fit for you as a teacher. And also, it may be something you really want to try, but maybe once you get to know your students as people, it's not going to work for them. And so I think it's definitely a balance. But when you find those people that connect with you and that cheer you on, I think that is crucial, that first year.
I agree. I always think back to finding our marigolds and like that article from, I think it was Code of Pedagogy. And I read that before my first year. And it was something that really resonated with me about making sure we find those positive educators within our school building that uplift us and help us instead of pushing us down in a sense.
Right. And sometimes I think, like it's maybe not intentional, but your mentors sometimes are people who are very busy. You know, you get kind of wrapped up in your classroom. And like, if you're not a person who's like, hey, you know, I need help, throw me a raft. Like sometimes, you know, it might not be their first priority. And so, you know, finding your voice and finding your people, that's a really great way to go your first year.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So speaking alongside that, how can people get in contact with you?
Yes, definitely connect with me on Twitter at Play Yay. I'm very active on Twitter. I have a lot of different chats that I really like to participate in. Book Camp PD is one of my favorites. It's on Sunday nights. And Mastery Chat is on Thursday nights for the Teach Better team. And so I think that if I would have had Twitter maybe my first year of teaching, I think I would have had so many people to connect with and so many great ideas. I didn't actually get involved with Twitter until later on during an ed tech class and kind of figuring out like how the chats work and moderators and that kind of thing. But it was so worth it, and it's got me connected to so many great people. And then if you are on Instagram, I'm at PlayYayAuthor.
Thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.